It's time for Movie Reviews, being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Lammers, and new in theaters is the Super Mario Brothers movie, the long-awaited computer-animated adaptation of the insanely popular Nintendo video game. The plot for the Super Mario Brothers movie is pretty straightforward, where a pair of brothers, Mario and Luigi, open their plumbing business in Brooklyn, New York. But when a manhole starts gushing water on one of the city's streets, Mario and Luigi go underground to fix it, but are suddenly sucked into a warp pipe, which brings them to another dimension. Now, while Mario lands in the joyful confines of the Mushroom Kingdom ruled by Princess Peach, Luigi ends up in the Darklands, led by a mutated turtle-like creature named Bowser. But while Mario and Peach embark on a mission to save Luigi, Bowser is moving his forces forward to take over the Mushroom Kingdom. Now, since I've never played the video game, I can only say the Super Mario Brothers movie works best as a movie, and a movie for all ages, even if it's clearly meant for the kid set. That's okay, though, because it's one wild and entertaining ride with vibrant colors and visuals, nonstop action, lots of laughs, and a terrific voice cast, including the likes of Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, and Anya Taylor-Joy, who voice Mario, Luigi, and Peach, respectively. Also listen for Seth Rogen as the voice of Donkey Kong, with the always entertaining Jack Black, who voices and sings as the lovelorn Bowser, who wants Princess Peach to become his queen. The Super Mario Brothers movie is new in theaters.